Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson, a teacher with LSAT Demon. With me is Ben Olson, one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. We got an email from Anonymous.
Hey guys, what advice do you have for those days when you just feel off? I feel that 90% of the time I'm studying, I'm locked in and understanding passages really well. Roughly 5% of the time, I feel I have brain fog and I'm just missing the point. Maybe it's just a me thing, but I was wondering if you guys, who have been with this test for so long, feel something similar on some days. Yeah, I think some days are, I think this is true for everything in life. You're not always at your peak. It could be you didn't get as great of a night's sleep. Maybe you're having some, argument with your friend. Who knows? The fact that you're doing great 95% of the time, I think, is a win. I would just take that and not worry too much about this 5% of the time that you're not feeling great. I don't know.
We all have off days. Totally normal. Give yourself a break every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. This makes me think of a quote that I read recently. I forget what book I was reading, but there was a coach working with some athletes who said the goal is not to be consistently great. The goal is to be great at being consistent. And I think that's what you want to go for in your LSAT study. Not that you have to be great every single day, but that you should focus on consistency. Make that a goal in itself. And that'll pay off.
Totally. And even when you miss a day, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the overall general consistency. Are you hitting 6 days a week, 5 days a week? I agree. Also, that's why you take the test multiple times. Some days just aren't going to be your best. Mm-hmm. It's almost why we say this. You want to plan that you're not going to do your best on maybe 3 of those attempts.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks, Anonymous.
Yeah. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or show some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.